Well, the working day was from half 8 o'clock till 5, and 8 o'clock till 4 on a Friday. But you had to go in Saturday morning, then 8 o'clock till 12. That was your normal day. We had a 44-hour week or something like that, you know. And well, you'd have to be there on time because bad timekeeping was a no-no, you know. You had to be there on time because if you weren't there, the men that were employed to tend you would be standing round. So you were always there on time, quite honest with you. And the first job I did was laying blocks, as I said, in this place called Tivoli Restaurant, which is now one of the entrances to Merchant's Quay. So in my lifetime, it was built, knocked, and Merchant's Quay built at it. And to the couple of stores, and one store is high, to the restaurant downstairs, and there was something else and whatever on the other left. But one of my jobs then would be to collect the billy cans, the cans, to make the tea. So one of the lads would say, John, 10 o'clock, you get the beer, 10 minutes, 10 o'clock till 10 past. So you always sort of had your tea near where you were working because you'd get that few minutes extra waiting for the foreman to come up to you. So I'd be sent off down maybe with 4 or 5 billy cans on sticks. And they'd have to think, you bring a gauge of tea, which was tea and sugar mixed, and you'd put it in. I'd go down to the big boiler. Oh God, there were huge Burko boilers, but they were old-fashioned Burko boilers. And you'd fill the can, I'd go up and I'd tell them all, come on, I have tea, tea. So we'd go in and we'd be sitting on a plank, sitting on a block, but always put something underneath your backside. If you're sitting on the block, you'll end up with piles. That's what we were always taught anyway. It was true too, it got really uncomfortable. So you'd have the tea, 10 of us. I'd get a job then maybe of John Grown just rinse out the cans and the cups, and I'd just go down to the nearest tap, wherever we were, so I'd wash out the stuff and have them ready for the 1 o'clock. So I'd go back then, I'd be in between two men. And I'd be spreading for him, and then I'd be spreading for the other lad. And then they say, come on, you start laying a few blocks there now. And I'd be laying blocks, and of course I was, even though the blocks were heavy, way heavier than they are now. But as I said, I was a big strong boy. And I just loved it so much, I would have stayed there. If they say you have to stay till midnight tonight, it wouldn't have passed me at all, I'd have stayed. Because I came from the Low Road, so I'd be up to the job in 5 minutes, because from the Low Road to the Patrick Street, like up past the station, I'm there. And then I was very lucky with the men I was with, because there was a lot of brick going into this job. And straight away they put me on brick, which was very unusual. But they said, look, come on, you're going to do brick now. And I took to it like a duck to water.